testing reveals that upwards of 30 bald eagles have likely died in Utah from West Nile in the past few weeks. Leslie McFarland with the State Division of Wildlife Resources says it appears that the eagles, which eat other dead birds, got the virus after dining on the carcasses of infected eared grebes along the Great Salt Lake. She says several eagles found near death and now being treated seem to be recovering.
So far, the 5 birds that they're currently treating have responded well to the treatments that they've been given.
McFarland says the number of bald eagle deaths may be much higher because it's likely many carcasses haven't yet been found. An estimated 1,200 eagles spend the winter months in Utah. She says the eagle deaths should not have much of an impact on the overall population of the bird. According to McFarland, there is no risk to humans of being infected with West Nile virus from the eared grebes. She says humans get the virus from a mosquito or blood transfusion, but anyone who finds a sick or dead eagle should avoid contact with the bird and contact wildlife officials immediately.
Because you never know why something could have died. So it's just always best if you find anything sick or any of these dead eagles that you should really call and let us know.
McFarland says the worst of the West Nile infections may be over because the virus has pretty much run its course. She says West Nile killed about 20,000 grebes, or about 1% of the estimated 2 million birds that winter on the Great Salt Lake. Wildlife officials say another positive factor is that the grebes' migration through Salt Lake is nearly over. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.